It's easy to get caught up thinking that giving is only about money. When we hear about people, communities, and organizations facing tough times, we naturally want to go get our checkbooks and help out. But I think that kind of thinking prevents people from giving things that are equally beneficial. Things like time, energy, knowledge, compassion, and strength. My own giving has evolved over my lifetime, and it looks very different depending on what stage of life I was enjoying. As kids, when out trick-or-treating at Halloween, we also collected coins in those orange boxes for UNICEF. As a Girl Scout, I remember going with my troop to the local nursing home to sing holiday songs with the residents and bring them homemade treats. When we were young parents and we lived on a shoestring budget, we volunteered at our kids' schools, we brought food to and served at community suppers, we sat on town committees, and we chaperoned field trips. I think most people have a balance of giving and receiving in their lives. In fact, we've been on the receiving end at certain times in our own. When our son was born with Down syndrome, phone calls and letters from family and friends kept us afloat. The nurses at the hospital who bent the rules and allowed us to sleep in with him so that we wouldn't fall asleep during the hour's drive back home probably saved our lives more than once. Letters of introduction helped us get new jobs and move to Maine. A family member gave us a place to stay while we made our new home habitable. Giving is transformative and it connects us. It goes far beyond money. We all have something that we can give. My name is Liz Fickett and I live in Lemoyne. What is giving to you?
Voices of Giving is a month-long series where listeners share how and why they give. What is giving to you? Visit mpbn.net to share your thoughts and to listen to others from all across Maine. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.